Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Treece and myself were heartbroken on Tuesday when we were not able to get through to you guys. Blog Talk had some type of issue, and listen, I wish you guys could have seen my face, my reaction, everything that I went through trying to. I must have called the show. Listen, between Treece and myself, we called the show like 50 times trying to get on air, not accepting that Blog Talk was having some type of technical difficulties. But that was then. This is the now. Today, we're going, hey, listen, we back, baby. We are back. Hey, listen, Treece, you know what?
Okay.
I was having difficulties at work, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, what is bothering me? What, you know, why am I having these difficulties? And I realized it's because we weren't on Blog Talk, man, because we didn't get a chance to do our thing, you know, and I'll be the first to admit I was a little agitated and quick tempered with folks, you know. I didn't really want to talk to people, seriously. At work, my coworkers, my supervisors, everybody. I didn't want to talk to no one. I was just, I was so upset because something that I love, we love, I felt
mm-hmm.
like it was just taken away from us, you know? Like in the Bad Boy song where Puffy in the beginning say, take that, take that, take that. I kept hearing in my head Blog Talk Radio saying, take that, take that, take that. But they did get in touch with me. There will be necessary what word am I looking for? Treats, discounts. There will
discounts
be discounts.
Refunds.
Yes, to next week's, next month's payment because of the inconvenience of Tuesday. So, yeah, I thought about it. Yeah, that's okay. That's cool. I'm at least receiving something back for what was lost, you know, and that made me feel a little good. Zoom. That made me feel a little good, you know. So we back. I'm back. Treece, how was your how was your Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday pre-show? How did you go? How things go for you?
Listen, I was ready to talk my head off. I had everything I wanted to say down packed. I mean, you know, it was all going to just flow, right? It was just going to flow out, and it was just going to do its own thing. And, you know, the devil got the best of us that day, but that's okay. We shall prevail like we are doing today. You know, so it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, that Bama definitely got the best. I ain't even going to fake. I ain't going to play around. Yeah, but we're trying something new. Treece, can you hear me on the Zoom?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we Zooming, y'all. Yeah, that bad. We are also Zooming, getting things together and ready for our YouTube channel coming soon. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Treece, I'm trying to tell you, I had so much time to think and play situations over and over in my head. And I mean, just so many good positive things came to me that I can't grasp them all right now. But one thing that stood out in my mind, y'all, and it's like every time I get in the car now when I'm driving to work or home from work, I just look at how I count. How many people are on their cell phones? And it's like I'm okay with the folk that do it hands free. It's still taking your attention away, but at least your hands are on the steering wheel. The ones that irk me the most, Treece, the ones that irk me the most are them Bammers who got one hand on the steering wheel, the phone in the other hand in front of the windshield, and they trying to text. Yeah, they trying to text and all that mess while they drive. Again, y'all, I say this at the end of the show, but I'm going to keep reiterating this point. There is no text or phone call more important than your life. Put them dead damn, as my father would say, put them dead damn cell phones down, man. Put them down, y'all. Seriously, man. It could be a life or death situation in a matter of moments. And listen, I don't want anybody in my family taken away due to a negligent cell phone user. And I'm sure your family members don't want you taken away due to a negligent cell phone having your attention. So, y'all, put them Jones down. Please. I'm begging y'all. Put them Jones down. And, I mean, it's so much going on in this world today. We got wars. We got homeless people. We got refugees. It's just so much going on. But we all, think about it like this. We all can control what's going on with them cell phones if we all put them down while we're driving. So, in other words, Treece, this is an unnecessary situation. It's unnecessary. If we put the phones down, the accidents won't happen. Okay, I'm going to get off my soapbox because we got a lot tonight. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will discuss the MLB playoff series with the NL and AL divisions. Boy, I'm My baddie, it wasn't me. That's all I got to say, my baddie. It was not me.
Oh, she already, listen, she already said how she was having a hard time over there.
Yeah, yeah. Poor thing. We will conversate about the WNBA finals. The WNBA finals between the Aces and the Liberty. We're going to talk a touch very lightly on that.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA preseason games. What are you expecting from your team? If they've already played preseason, did you like what you saw? What stood out to you and things of that nature? At the 6 o'clock hour, Lady T will present the week five winner from Lady T's picks. And directly after that, we will go into the week six version of Lady T's picks. Okay. You guys can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew, my baddie, G, Debo, Big Boy, everybody that joined in on that online crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in studio family on 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real.
It's our only real, you guys. Only
it's
real.
Y'all talk about, boy, she hyped me up when she say that, y'all. See, Teresa, look, I called Teresa a couple of weeks ago, right, because I was sitting there writing this down, and when I said it in my head, in her voice, it juiced me, y'all. It hyped me up, and I was like, damn, I'm ready for a show right now. So I called Treece. I was like, Treece, here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to say Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real, is our only real. I mean, no, I'm going to say Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real, and she comes in with is our only real. Yeah, baby. Yeah, that's teamwork. That's teamwork, man. Yeah, so listen.
Teamwork.
Yes, it does. We got a packed show for you guys, so we're going to jump right in after this quick break. We're gonna get to this MLB sports thing. So hey, listen, take this moment, do whatever you need to do, get yourself together, your popcorn, tea. I'm getting down with the Arizona today. Yeah, that bad. So yeah, make that thing, make this vocal wah wah where it need to be. Yeah, that bad. All right, y'all. So the number is 563-999-3782, MLB, when we come back. All right, y'all. Man, it has been disappointment after disappointment for some of us with this MLB playoffs. My Betty, your Orioles couldn't do it, man. They didn't do it. And don't you listen to 57. I did not jinx y'all. I did not jinx y'all. I was ready to cheer for you guys because we don't have a horse in the race as regarding the Nationals. So I was ready to cheer for y'all. I was really getting set and everything, and I wasn't going to buy no hat or no jersey, but I was going to scream Baltimore. I was going to scream Baltimore. The Phillies are up 2-1.
Yeah.
The Phillies are up 2-1, and mm-hmm. they go back at over the Braves, y'all, and they go back at it again today at 7 p.m. Arizona, whew, them Diamondbacks, man.
What them goons out.
I want to call them dangerous bats, for real. If we get diamonds, them diamonds dangerous because they have did Treats a favor and brought them brooms out on those Dodgers. And it went as this, as follows. The Dodgers won. Hold on, let me get it. The Dodgers won. No, the Dodgers didn't win at all. Excuse me.
They lost. They got swept.
We're going to do it like this. The Rangers beat the O's game one, 3-2. The Twins lost to the Astros, 6-4. The Phillies beat the Braves in game one, 3-0. The Diamondbacks beat the snot out the Dodgers, 11-2 in game one. The Rangers came back in game two, beat those Orioles, 11-8. The Twins came back and tied the series with the Astros, 6-2. The Phillies came back, the Braves came back, tied the series with the Phillies, 4-5, Atlanta. The Diamondbacks took game two, 4-2 over the Dodgers. The Astros took a two-game-to-one lead over the Twins, 9-1, and the Orioles were taken out of the playoffs by the Rangers with a 7-1 in Game 3. The Phillies came back and to lead the series 2-1 over the Braves, and the Astros win the series 3-1 over the Twins. And the Dodgers, like we said, swept the dangerous backs, pulled out the dustbuster, the push broom, whatever you want to call it, over the Dodgers 4-2. And today, Philly and the Braves go at it again at 8 p.m. with the Phillies leading the series 2-1. Okay, Lady T, you got anything you want to say about this? Yeah.
I'm just surprised I'm glad that Diamondback took the Dodgers out, but that was a surprise for me because they didn't win one game. And the Diamondbacks, they're all in my division. You know, they're all in my division. But the Diamondbacks, they never been as good. They ain't been as good in a long time. And I definitely didn't expect for them to sweep the Dodgers as good as the Dodgers was playing this year. I didn't expect.
Right.
That took me by surprise. Took me by surprise. Everything else, even the O's getting swept. I thought they would at least, you know, win one game, two games maybe, you know, make it a fight. that really surprised me with the O's getting swept. And with the Dodgers getting swept, that both of those two teams, I mean, that took me by surprise. I didn't expect that at all.
Neither did
I. So Mom Betty says they won a division, so she got a hat and a shirt for that, and she's okay. She's doing okay. She said, "I'm doing okay."
That's what's up.
Yeah, she's okay. Mhm.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's bring in the Huckleberry.
Huckleberry.
We know he got trash.
I'm your Huckleberry. And I'm your Huckleberry for a reason. Come on now. Mm-hmm. You got to give it to me. I told y'all about, yeah. First of all, my Betty,
yeah, you did.
Told you when Kel said he was going for the Orioles, he was in trouble.
Shut up.
You see what happened. I'd have been down that road a couple of years. But anyway, it's about momentum. It's about,
yeah,
momentum.
Yep.
I'm not surprised that the Dodgers lost. They spent, and I'm not going to, the hottest team in baseball right now are the Philadelphia,
yep,
Phillies.
Yeah.
They're the hottest team out there. They're playing like a group of guys who got a rock on their shoulder and everything, or they mad at everybody and they want to win. And the last thing you do is go in the locker room and write something on the wall about Bryce Harper, and you got to pay him the very next night. And he,
yeah,
come out there and hit two home runs on you, you know. But if we go back and look, I said I thought. This is the only thing I'm not really bragging, but I'm going to say this. I said I thought the team that was gonna represent the AFC, I mean the American League,
yeah,
was going to come out of the, mm-hmm, West. Because I thought the Rangers got a great team, and we know Houston got a great team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised by the Dodgers. Their coach can get them to the top of the mountain, but can never get them over it because of the way he uses his pitching and stuff. But I know we're short, and I'm going to give somebody else a chance to talk. I just want to say one thing for 5 seconds. I can't believe we ain't talking about all these losses people took from Thursday of last year for last week. From the Commanders to the Ravens.
We ain't got there yet.
We ain't got there yet,
okay,
bro.
I'm sorry. I'm gone. I'm going to stop.
Put the shirt on, man. Put the shirt on.
I had to put my shirt on, man, because I was looking on my phone, and I saw this bear coming at me with a cigar and a Redskins shirt on. Scared me to death.
No more than that albino grizzly scared me. Real,
yeah,
you know
me
what?
Too.
I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna try to bring the show back to the baseball real quick by saying that had I known that the Rangers manager was Bruce Bochy, I would have picked him for the jump. Because listen, that's my old coach. I mean my old manager. And
yeah.
He only been there, first year? And look
yeah.
how far he took them. He
yeah.
took them all the way to the, you know, he's taking them all the way there. But that's
yeah.
what he does.
And what
that's exactly what he does.
Yep. I'm surprised you missed that, sis.
I noticed
I didn't hear you say anything about it all year long, but I'm surprised you missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew he came back, but I thought he was with somebody else. I had no idea he was over there with the Rangers. I had no idea. And then they got,
yep.
what Carol say, the what, blue and black eye bandit
the,
coming.
The good
maybe
luck, Sean.
On his way back.
The,
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
he's
yep.
on his way back, too. So
mm-hmm,
on that next
yep.
series, they got to watch out.
Oh, man. All right, let's go back to the phone. Let's holler at Lou from Jersey. What it do,
Lou?
Lou.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll say one thing. This postseason has been a surprise or a shock, as the case may be. I mean, with the three top three countries in their divisions, and they, if you'll pardon this expression, choked in the first round. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Just awful. I mean, the Orioles, the Dodgers, and the Dodgers manager, I think, has gone on his way out.
Yeah.
And the Braves, Brooklyn, and the Braves probably are going to be out. I don't want to be presumptuous, but I think the Braves are going to be done. What happened to these powerful teams? I mean, what happened to these teams? I mean, they did so well in the regular season, and then when it comes time to postseason, when it matters, they fall flat.
Well, you know, Lou, 57 said something. 57 said something last week that has just been ringing over and over in my head. And that is... That is, sometimes you have to be careful when you're the team that gets a break. You rather be that team that continues to play, continues your momentum. You don't want to stop your momentum. You want to keep driving, pedal to the metal, and grind it all out. And we see with Atlanta and the Orioles. They had a beautiful and the Dodgers. Yes, yes. They had a beautiful regular season. That break in the postseason. When you're waking up, right? When you wake up and you get up, like, okay, when I was in the military and we used to run marathons, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guys that were already up and stretched and ready to go, their endurance were better than the soldiers who were just waking up and coming out there. And that, to me, is the best scenario to explain it. It's like these teams that were just waking up, okay, now it's our turn to play versus the teams who've already played. They've already experienced the bat meeting the ball, stealing bases, hitting home runs, playing small ball. They've already experienced all of this. So it's like, okay, when it's time to go from one series to another, they're just turning the page. They're turning the page while these teams that have been on breaks, they're just opening the book. They're just starting at page one. So that, to me, that hurts teams somewhat. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what Mom Betty said. Mom Betty said we should have kept, we needed to keep playing instead of the days off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my prediction for the NLCS is now shot. I mean, because I thought, Dodgers and Braves, and get this. Well, the Dodgers already lost, and the Braves are likely to lose. I don't know if they're going to come back against Philly, so much for my predictions. And everybody else made predictions throughout the year. And you know what I don't get? How can you tell so far in advance we made these preseason predictions that this team, that these teams are going to go straight to the World Series? It's just a complete joke.
Well, all I'm going to say, when it comes to the Phillies, like Tree said, it seems like last year all over again. The way they've gotten hot, the activity, the intensity that they're playing with, it all seems like last year all over again. All right.
So,
all right.
Hold it before I find out that. To take a page from Yogi Berra, it's deja vu all over again.
Yes, sir. Deja vu. Yes, sir. All right. Let's go to Brother Ted. Chi-Town, what it do?
Hey, Kells Corner. Hey, 57. Hey, Louie, Lady T. Hey, Kells Corner.
What's up, man?
Good. Hey, my Betty, I got a couple things to say. Yeah, he did jinx you. Don't ever let him go for your team. Baltimore lost in the football, you know.
Yep.
Then they lost also in the baseball. So don't ever let him, because he's faking on that. He's jinxing you. Also, that Bama was upset because I called him. I hadn't even called my pastor, you know. And he's going to tell him, oh, yo, what you want? You know what I mean? Well, what? You know, like, damn. Okay, I'm saying to myself, you know, excuse me. And I'm like, okay. I'm going to keep it positive. I'm like, I'm just calling. What's up? And he say, but you happy to be home? Yeah, I'm happy to be home. You know, I ain't talking to my brother. I'm like, what's up? You know, so then we kept it positive.
Time out. Let me explain the scenario first. I was at work. You wasn't here earlier when I said that.
No,
I've been extra.
No,
finished. Sir, please. When I said I was at work, them Bama's been doing the most when it comes to us and being on our cell phones. I thought my man just came back in town. I'm hoping everything all right. I ain't going to let it stress me all day not answering his call. So I'm going to answer his call real quick. And then with you, all you wanted to talk to me about was Washington losing to Chicago. I was like, why the heck did I answer this? But go ahead. Continue.
Bama, you interrupted me. I mean, I only get so many minutes on right here on this call right now. So, but you interrupted me for that because you was wrong. But anyway, like I say, he.
We ain't no
thank
football,
y'all for calling. I was about the baseball. Philly's hot. Philly
okay.
is hot, like y'all say. But like you were saying earlier, and we talked about more than just Washington. I put that in afterwards. But he mentioned like before 57 said momentum. The team seemed like the wild card
mm-hmm.
teams, the ones who had been playing, you know, steady going to the grind. They had the momentum was going into the playoffs, you know. And then the teams who was resting, they was like, you know, kind of like shut it down in a sense, you know. It's like you say, it's like a car when you shut it off, you start it back up, opposed to that car that's already running. You know, let's keep them running. So it's that was a good perspective on that. So we talked about that. So, but everything y'all was on point about that. So, but we get out your mood though. But I kept it positive. Like I told you, I was glad to be back and glad to be on today, man. I was looking forward to hearing from y'all and stuff. But I sure represented Chi-Town, Tariq, Lady T. I got some Bulls stuff and everything, you know, but Mama Betty, don't let them ever cheer for your team. Never.
I thought that's right. I know that's
I will
right.
say this real quick. People need to stop picking, and Lady T and I say it every year, stop picking your winners at the beginning of the year. Watch
mm-hmm,
the way this season goes. Watch how it's going. Wait until the playoffs start. And, you know, if it ain't your team, and Mama Betty, I understand, because the Orioles are your team. If the Yankees had been in there, I would have said the Yankees going to win the World Series, even if they didn't have a chance past the first round. But after that, you got to look at who got the momentum, who's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
The Texas Rangers were hot. Houston's always hot. If you even look at Houston, make it quick. I don't think they won a World Series where they led from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. They always come in as a wild card and win the World Series.
Yeah.
All right. That's true. That is gospel. All right. Let's go to Brother Tang. Tang. What it do, big bro, little bro?
Tang.
How you feeling?
Kills Corner family. Much love and respect. I'm doing good. How are everybody doing today?
What's up, brother?
Everybody good.
That's what's up. Y'all know I ain't gonna.
Yeah, the show's short, man.
On
come on.
You know I am real short. I couldn't believe that the Orioles did what they did and the Dodgers did what they did. But I can't wait to watch this next matchup with Houston and the Rangers, which Bochy and Dusty, man, that's going to be like a World Series fight, the World Series chess game, either a fight or a chess game. And it's going to be both. I'm sitting down watching it from the beginning to the end. When them two teams start playing each other, and that's all. But I'm still going with Houston. So
I know that's right.
All I really need to say. You did say that at the beginning of all this. Houston is the team that you're eyeballing. So, hey, they doing it. They are doing it. I'm you know what, I have resigned myself, guys, to the fact that I'm gonna just wait till the World Series. I'm not picking or saying no. I'm gonna just wait till the World Series and then I'll pick by who's actually, like 57 just said, playing better. Yeah, that was dirt out my mouth, y'all, agreeing with 57. but
I'm gonna step
out
there. I'm this is my what I expect to see. I expect to see the Texas Rangers play a good game against Houston. I don't think they're going to beat Houston, though. I think it's going to go to wire. But I expect to see Philly and the Astros in the World Series.
Yeah, that's a good I
think Philly going to get it this year.
Yeah.
Well, they need to come on with it because
huh?
What'd you say, Tang?
I said, those
are
the same two teams
that were
in last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're running it back. They think
they're going to
run it back.
Hey, they on the mission. All right, y'all.
Still playing great ball.
Yeah. Great baseball conversation. Again, like I said, I'm waiting to the World Series. I'm not picking nobody to do nothing from this point until the World Series, all right? 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back.
We don't own the rights to the music,
but we own the boogie.
Back.
Be the same, girl. You came and changed the way I want, the way I don't. I cannot explain the things I feel for you, but girl, you know it's true. I'll stay with me, I'll feel my dreams, and I'll be all you need.
Hey, Mike, say you rock my world. WNBA playoffs, Las Vegas. They lead the series 2-0. The first game, I'm sorry. 3-1. Excuse me. The Aces won the first game 104-76. The Aces won the second game 99-82. The Liberty said enough is enough and won the third game.
It's only been two games.
Y'all forgive me. I'm reading the wrong dang on thing. Let me get it.
What are you doing? Telling us the future?
I'm sorry. Sure, y'all. The Aces won the first game 99-82. And the second game 104-76.
You better stop drinking at Arizona.
Third game will be Sunday at 3, and the fourth game Wednesday at 8 p.m.
They ain't going to move. They ain't going to win.
You don't think so?
No, they ain't. This thing is over.
Yeah, it's over.
Y'all saying over already, y'all?
I'm saying bring the broom out, baby. Bring the broom out.
Tell them, sis.
They can't hang with them, man.
Now y'all see why August should have won that award. I said it could have went both ways, you know, either or. But she ain't showed up in even one of these two games. She ain't playing like she like the MVP. She ain't playing like that. She is not.
Okay.
Got a great coach. They got a great point guard that controls that floor on defense and offense. They are overmatched. Only Jaquel Jones, she might be the biggest person out there, but she is too slow for these girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Sissay Wilson is just dominating.
Did y'all know that the center for the Aces was drafted by the Liberty? In 2015, they wish they would have kept him.
I know they did. Damn. Didn't know that.
Come on.
I'm not impressed by Jaquel Jones, man. I'm really not.
No, I'm talking about Stokes. I'm talking about Kaya Stokes.
Yeah, I'm just saying for the Liberty, they kept talking. I don't know how she's been winning these MVPs. I'm not impressed with her at all.
Yeah, Jaquel.
Brother Ted, what say you? Because I know you've been watching. What say you?
Well, definitely Asia got something to prove. She like, you're going to give it to her. Okay, I'm showing you I should be MVP. I should be got it twice in a row. I'm reigning, and I'm finna get this championship.
Times.
Breonna Stewart looked totally Breonna Stewart looked totally slow, you know, and they got her playing the role. They should have her playing Stokes and then have what's her name playing the best as she can on Asia if she can. But then also you need to put Stephanie Dozier in there a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, and what have you, because she's making Jones look real bad. Like you say, she's real slow footed and she's terrible, and Asia dominating. So, and then like you say, just their whole team is dominating. But I don't know, I think Liberty might can come back and at New York and win one game at least. That's why I wish it was a 7-game series instead of just the 5-game series and stuff, and stuff, and so. But and Sabrina Ionescu, she also ain't doing that. It's just like from that last game when Liberty beat them in the regular season. It's like Ace told me, hey, we're going to show y'all, you know, because Liberty did pull their number. And I told y'all, I said, hey, okay, but watch Ace. Watch the Ace. They looked it bad. Chelsea Plum got to get revenge because she was looking bad the last two games when they played regular season. So she's tight. And their whole team tightened up their game and stuff. So, and this Bordello, the coach, got to make some adjustments, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he need to do some in game adjustments. He need to do some halftime adjustments. She need to do in game, halftime, and off game adjustments. She need to do it the whole nine yards because the way they've been playing, it's not working. And if whatever game plan that they playing in for, it ain't working. It's just not working. Nobody ain't guarding Chelsea. Chelsea just doing whatever she want to do. Plum went off. She just went plum fool out there. Them girls was looking like fools to Plum. And then the little young girl, young for the Aces, she went off. Like she was assist here, assist there. Here you go, ball. Everybody was just. They play like
love
a real
game.
Machine. Yes, I love her game.
Young,
she just
I love
play
her
so
game.
Smooth. She don't do too much.
Yep.
She don't do, you know, she just do what
she
her job.
Nothing.
She do her job, and she get it done.
That's
got to
can I comment
double,
on something that
like she
said?
Yes.
I don't think at this moment, and you know, I'm not trying to be anything. I'm just saying, I don't think the women are ready for a 7-game series yet.
Why not?
I watched the way they play the game out there, and if you look at it, Tang and I was talking about this earlier today. If you look at it, they let them make certain fouls and that they don't call in the WNBA. They let them play the game, and instead of the way they do in the NBA. If you touch a guy, you get a foul call. You know, they're out there, they're playing, they're running plays, they're playing hard right now. I just don't think their bodies could handle 3 7-game series like you would do in the NBA.
I beg to differ. I just think they play hard, they play pure, and they play a good ball. And I think you give them a chance, a person, rather than have I'm out in 3, then give me a chance to be out in 4. You know, I mean, I'm playing ball just as well as they. I'm not dunking and all high flying, but yet I'm not complaining about no foul calls. I'm playing. I'm getting knocked to the ground. I'm not waving my hands to the ref looking for a call like that. I'm playing ball, and we playing. So should have the same opportunity.
Your opinion.
7 games in
just
5. So why would not?
Look
I, please,
mine,
hold on. Let me,
all.
Can I finish right quick? We're conditioned the same way.
I had
they
to finish
conditioned.
Mine before you came in, but go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, man.
No, I'm done. Go ahead, bro.
All right.
Everybody mute.
We go.
Okay.
We go. Come on in here now. Make it make sense.
Help us out.
Well, it could have been red. It could have been Rev T, sir.
Let me tell you what I did. I brought you on a lot earlier. Rev T always got all type of noise behind him. When I didn't hear any noise, I said that's Nas. So come on.
There you go.
No, I ain't really got too much to add because y'all done really laid out everything, man. Like, we talked about it. Like, we think, well, most of us think Asia should have got MVP. She's showing it.
Right.
And yeah, that team do look loaded. And honestly, this is the WNBA's period, like the Celtics and way back in the day for the NBA to really kind of build the league. Like, that's what they're doing right now. And that Vegas team is an all-star team, basically. So they probably going to win it this year, and they probably going to win it next year. Like, they loaded, man. That's a squad right there. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good on them.
So what do you think about the 7-game series like Ted was talking about?
Yeah, see, I was wondering about that, man. I, I'm guessing it's something to do with revenue or travel. That's what I'm assuming we're dealing with there. Because let's be honest, these leagues don't care about players and their bodies. So more than likely, I think it's a financial issue or it's a travel issue with how much it would cost to do it and that messing up how much they're going to profit or whatever.
Okay, then.
I think that's where it is. Because, man, you know these leagues, man. Man, they let everybody run their body into the ground if they can.
Well, I think, too, with all the other sports that are going on, the WNBA, now I agree with Ted, it should be 7 games. It really should give a fair chance to both teams. But I think with all the other sports that are going on right now, and you got the soon-to-start NBA and NHL seasons, they feel like they don't want to compete more than they already are. If you guys understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But can I say this?
I don't know whatever reason they is, they need to get together. But as far as Grant said about, they don't play it's 82 games in the NBA season. WNBA only do they play 40 games? You know what I'm saying? So they don't. Again, like I say, it's not the wear and tear of their body. They should go 7 if you want to bring that revenue to them. More games, more money. If you're trying to bring exposures, more game, more exposure. So you're trying to say, let's expose the league, let's bring it up, but yet you're limited in them. So I'm done. I'm good.
That's what's
up. I think with the 5-game series, it is fair for. I mean, I'm all for more games. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for more games and, you know, right. More money for the women. I'm all for all of that. But even on a 5-game series, if you can't win 1 or 2 games, I mean, why are we going 7? If you,
but
we're
talking about for a championship. You're talking about for a championship, though.
Can I finish?
Come on.
If we're in a seven game series, right, and you need to win 4. What's one more game? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, what's one more game going to help you? How is one more game going to help you? I'm just saying. I'm all for all the games. I'm all for everything, but a 5-game series is good for right now for them. It's only 12 teams in the league. I say it should be more games in the regular season and keep it at the 5-game series like it is right now because 3 games is good. Because if you can't win, you know, 1 or 2 games, what are we going 7 for? Like, that makes no sense to me. People getting swept
right.
in 3 games. So
right.
I'm all for more games in the regular season, but not in the playoffs. I like it 5 games in the playoffs. That's my opinion.
All right, let's bring in Cap. What's up, Cap?
Cap.
Yeah, my man is. Cap, what's up, baby?
What's up, 5'7"? How are you, 5'7"?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I bet you are. yeah, we'll get to that later, but let's stay on topic.
yeah, I know you do.
Like Kel said, though, I think it's about the interest factor. Like, I haven't watched a drop of championship basketball because football is still on and the playoffs is popping. So if I had to choose out of the 3, that's going to be the 3rd option every time. So that's probably why they shortened the series.
I agree.
I still think there need to be more than 12 teams in the league. And I think these owners in the NBA should be ashamed of themselves because they know that they can expand the league. They know there are a lot of girls coming out of college that don't end up in the WNBA because there ain't enough teams for them. You know, so that's why they end up going overseas and places to play.
Yeah. Huh? They can fix that because the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, they're picking that, you know, they're getting their team and stuff together now, so they should be up and running in 2025. So teams are coming along. It's just a matter of them, you know, getting it all together and how they want to plan it out and all that stuff. So So the teams are coming.
And you know the
and Marcus said something last week. They should be ashamed of the way they're showing. I mean, the way they're showing these games, man. You know, they couldn't pick a better time, you know, than this right here, right in the middle of the baseball playoffs, football.
Yep.
And like Cap just said, if you got those three sports on, who you going to go to? The WNBA or Kansas City playing San Francisco?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right.
Crap.
Or the Ravens playing.
I'm watching San Fran.
Or Chicago playing Washington.
Yeah,
not bad.
Well, let's go on and move on since we already there. We might as try to get
NBA preseason. We ain't even going to go to commercial, y'all. We're going to talk this NBA preseason. Today, the Pistons are playing Oklahoma Thunder, and the Magic will be playing the Cavaliers. Our Washington Wizards will be hosting the Charlotte Hornets. The Atlanta Hawks will be hosting the Grizzlies. The Pelicans, Manny, look at the Pelicans. They will be hosting the Rockets and the Bulls. And the Bulls will be hosting the Nuggets. The Bulls will be hosting the Nuggets, guys. The Suns and Trailblazers, the Heat and the Spurs, the Warriors and Lakers, Pelicans and That's tomorrow. Those are tomorrow. The last game today will be the Suns and the Trailblazers. It got good to me. All I'm going to say is this. That preseason game I watched. Now, I know it was an overseas team that the Wizards played, but judging by the Wizards did and how they played, it was a refreshing and great look to see these guys, not just their on-court camaraderie, but their sideline and the bench. Everybody high-fiving, jumping up. Dunks got a reaction. Blocks got reactions from the players on the bench. And, I mean, it just looked like a complete celebratory effort from the whole team. Now, I'm not saying that they'll do this throughout the year. I'm not saying that at all, guys. All I'm saying was it was good to see a move in the right direction. And real quick, picking up Gallinari, whichever, I forget how to pronounce his name.
Gallinari.
That was a great pickup for this Wizards team. A veteran presence. And it seems like when those guys were getting carried away and really into blowing this foreign team out, Gallinari was the calming factor to me. He brought those boys back in. I even seen a couple of times where he grabbed guys without the coaches and huddled them up and basically – If I were to hear the conversation, I would think it would have went like, we're not doing anything, y'all. Don't get too excited. Don't get too into yourselves. This team, we are supposed to beat. We're supposed to beat these guys. And that was great. All of the Wizards teams in the past years, I can't remember a leader, an actual leader, who had the team's best interest at heart. That's all I want to say about that. Watch out for my wits.
I can't believe we're excited about this dude. Give me a break.
Mm. Who?
No. It's because the veteran part of it, 57. That's all he was talking about. And Gallinari can still shoot now. And you can tell he knows.
Hey,
When has he proved it though? He can't shoot when it comes. When you need him, he's not there.
He wasn't,
the senior year.
He,
He wasn't there with Atlanta. I will agree with you. But when he was with us the first time, he was a monster, man. That's why we was upset when we got rid of him, when we lost him. But, yeah, I agree with you. When he was with, but you got to understand, Atlanta was in a disarray last year with little Trey Young and then all that.
Right.
You know, he probably didn't want to be around that. He probably was so happy to get away from it. So it affected his plan on the court because he didn't really want to be there. I feel you on that.
He's been coming off injuries, too, though, you know. So he's been coming off injuries. And like you say, he had a young, wild team, which has, like you say, they wouldn't even listen to Nate. So how are they going to listen to a veteran president as him? So, you know, like you say, it's just his locker room presence, his bench presence, this his veteran leadership, you know. And like you say, that boy, he ain't going to never not can be able to shoot that ball. You get him in the right system, you know. You got him trailing. He ain't got to do too much. He's coming off that bench, you know, with a young team that's high flying and this and that. And you got that man come back trailing and he's gonna hit that open jumper. And he got leadership and he got a voice. I don't think he had a voice in Atlanta because Trey and them ain't hearing nothing. That's why you think they're trying to get rid of him and they got rid of Nate. So they listen to him and like this is second go around. He's familiar with this whole area. He's comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
He's going to make a real big difference in this team. I was surprised that y'all did get him. That is a good, excellent pick for y'all for a veteran.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
he's a man of a certain age.
This talk show.
Yeah.
Remember, he was in that Carmelo trade way back when. Carmelo,
right.
Who's no longer in the league. So this was, you know, Gallinari been around a while. And honestly, locker room presence. He's going to be good for them with that. But outside of that, man, Poole and Kuzma might let him shoot every once in a while. But when it comes down to it, man, shots going up, man. They're going to be like Nino Brown and G-Money, dog. Like, I can't wait to watch them boys, man. They not, like, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. If they do, that'll be a great goal for them. But overall, it's going to be entertaining basketball. And them dudes going to be good.
Right. You're absolutely right, Nas. That's what I go with. They're going to be fun to watch this year, even if they don't make the playoffs.
And that's all we
got.
Who's
the point guard?
Huh?
Who the point guard for the Wizards?
You're going to have Davis, and he was running it. You're going to have DeLon Wright. We had, man,
yeah.
And you got a couple of more that was out there. Oh,
can
man, I can't think of anybody, man. Mm.
Well,
every
we
year
know
Bane takes me down this road where he makes me think that this year is going to be our year where we're going to play better, we're going to be better, we got somebody coming in that's going to straighten it out, all of that. And I listen to that, and every year I'm disappointed. Every year I'm disappointed. So, Tang, I'm not listening to you this year, bro. I'm not listening to that this year.
Okay, well, this year, I'm glad you're not listening because then you'll finally jump on board by the middle of the year and be like, damn, them boys are playing. So you ain't got to listen to me
right
now.
Gallinari been with a lot of people. Like, he was with the New York Knicks. He was with Denver.
Yep.
He was with the Clippers. He was with Oklahoma. He was with the Hawks, and now he's with the Wizards. He's 35 years old. Huh?
Just like in the Army. When they done with you, they give you a ticket back home.
You know what? I'm done.
Or they promote you. Or they promote
you. I said when they done with you. I said when they done with you.
You know,
yeah, depending
on the Gallinari, man.
He could work that into a little assistant job, move up into the org after he's done. That man been cashing checks a long time. But like I said, man,
a long time.
I just can't
he
wait
even
to
been
see
in
how people
league.
React to Poole now. Look, Poole and him and Kuzma, they going to shoot so much. Y'all watch. It's going to be surprising how much
Kisler.
These two shoot.
Kisper was lighting it up the other night.
And Kisper looks better. Kisper for the first
all
time.
All the boys lost weight.
Yeah. Well, Kisper is the one I noticed. Kisper is the one I actually eyes on and notice, and he looks in great condition for the regular season.
They go tell
and
him
I don't
to stand
think
in the corner.
I don't think y'all was looking for him to be like the savior, but like you say, the question was, you know, was he a good pick? He was a good pick as far as for his leadership, for his, you know, his coming off the bench, his role, and his shooting ability, like you say, when he does get it. You know, they're gonna run out of gas, can run out of gas. You know, playoff times, you have to throw that ball sometimes. You need a knockdown shooter. So if he can stay healthy, and like you say, he's not going to have that much wear and tear on the body because he's going to be on the bench. And Young Gun's going to be doing a lot of running. So, but as far as him being a good pick for them, yeah, no, he's not the savior for their team, but he's a good addition. He's not going to hurt them. He'll help them more so than he hurt them.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Somebody got to say, hey, young fella, you ate five guys yesterday, man. You got to eat better. Like, you know, you need them old dudes to do that to the young guys. He's gonna be one of them.
Yeah.
He's not the dude, though, Cap. He's
and
not
that's
the dude.
That was Nas.
I'm sorry, Nas. He's not the dude, man. Sis just named all the teams he's been to, and he keeps leaving because he can't show up when they need him to show up in the game. When Atlanta was in the playoffs and they needed him, he was wide open missing shots. And y'all know it. Y'all all saw the games.
Because they didn't get the ball to him until the playoffs, number one. And the question I want to ask you, who has been that guy that Nas just spoke of for this Wizards team? We haven't had anyone to correct these youngins, to get these rookies in order. No one. The coach, they ignore the coach. I mean, come on, y'all. Look at how many times Thumb
So what
is.
Makes y'all think that Gallinari is the guy that can go in the locker room? What's giving you, any of y'all, any idea that he is that guy? That in the locker room, they listen to him. We ain't never heard nothing about it. The teams ain't playing like they listening to him. He ain't stayed nowhere long enough to be the truth to come down here and say, get the young guys together in 1 year and say, okay, now I'm gone. You know, he can't do that.
With all those places he been and checks he cashed, you know what he can do? Hey, fellas, tonight we going to Ruth Chris. I got it.
He can do that. Great okay. conversation. Great way to end that, Big Brother Nas. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time.
Y'all know what time it is.
Better bring some water, kick gasoline candles, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum, bump. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go.
Come on, Tree. All right, we're going to do this fast because I know y'all want to talk about last week's games. So we're going to do this fast, guys. Okay, so y'all already know, $MAMABOSS, the number 5 is the Cash App, okay? All right, last week's winner is, well, let's do the picks. We have 5 picks, 007, 6 picks. We have Mima, Big Boy, and Tang. 8 picks. 8 picks. We got Mom Betty and her child, Lady T. Okay? 9 picks, you guys. And if y'all ain't heard our name by now, you might be the winner. Okay? So let's keep it right on rolling.
I was about to say I ain't heard that, Therese.
Yeah, But y'all know I'm the reigning champion, so I'm the reigning champion. I need to go ahead and say that real fast. Get that in. Okay? 9 picks. We got Reese, We got Marcus. We have 57. And we have the best co-host ever, Kale. Okay? And the winner is that damn Huckleberry.
What?
57.
Oh,
listen, I picked the correct score, y'all. If I would have just had one more win, I would have had the
I know it don't mean nothing.
But I picked 17-13, and that is what the score was, y'all. 17-13. Isn't that ironic? But 57-1.
That don't mean nothing.
Hey, listen. Cap, thank you for your donation, baby, in two ways. Your team lost and you donated. Thank you for your five. My Betty, I know it was a hard week for you, sis. I love you, my Betty, but I know you was hurting this weekend.
All right, y'all.
Congratulations.
Black and yellow.
Congratulations.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
So I need to know everybody who's
congratulations.
Playing. So we're going to try to hurry up and move through. 57, we'll let you, you know, get your accolades and all that.
I'm good, sis.
Okay.
Just knowing that y'all know, I'm good.
Yeah, act like you've been there. Act like you've been there
I need to know if everybody is playing. I know you're playing. Kale, I know you're playing. I know Reese is playing. I'm playing. 57, are you playing?
Yeah, I got enough money to last for the next couple of weeks. So I'm playing.
No, that's right.
Mom Betty is playing. G is playing. Mima is here. Cat, how about you? Are you playing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
He got to. He got
Did
to.
How about Nas?
Come on, Cap.
Nas, you
know.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm just watching.
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. So I got Kale, Lady T, Tang, Reese, 57, Mom Betty, G, and Mima, and Cap. All right.
And Mama.
Y'all ready?
And Mama.
Yeah, I said Mom Betty. I said Mom Betty. Yeah, 57, Mom Betty, G, Mima, Kale, Tang, me, Reese, and Cap. Did I miss anything?
Right. Nope.
You saying Cap last. Right.
Three times.
I didn't mean to say your last cap. I'm sorry.
That's bad juju. That's bad juju.
I said
man,
me,
stop.
I
told y'all I'm drinking
Kale,
Arizona, man.
Baby,
don't choke me like that.
Tang, Reese, and Lady T. So I said it
all.
There you go,
Kyle. Thank
you. All right. For the Thursday night game, you guys, this is Thursday night. It's a division game, and we have the Broncos versus the Chiefs, you guys. Broncos versus the Chiefs. Cap, you up.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Come on, Tang.
Chiefs.
Come on. Well, we're... Mima says Chiefs. Gerald says Chiefs. My Betty says Chiefs. 57, what say you?
Chiefs. I should give somebody else a chance to win, but Chiefs.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What we say, Kale?
Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs. Kale, what say you?
Chiefs.
First sweep. All right, second game. We have the Ravens versus the Titans. Ravens versus the Titans. I'm going to go ahead and put Ravens for Mom Betty because I know that's what she's going with. I'm going to go ahead and put Ravens for Cap. Cap, am I correct, Cap?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, man. Rep your team.
We'll talk about that.
Rep your team. Me, Martha, and Raven. 57.
Titans.
You donating? Come on, Reese.
Ty, he pumped.
Reese went with the Titans. Got
money to play with.
Baltimore.
Man, he mad. You'll see.
Baltimore.
I'm going Baltimore as well. All right, you guys. Did I get everybody? Yes, I did. Let's keep it moving because we're going to talk about these games from last week. Lions versus the Buccaneers. Lions versus the Buccaneers. Come on, Reese.
Lions versus the Buccaneers. Lions.
Okay.
How you jump way down there?
That's how it came up on my screen.
We good.
Mima says, oh, she didn't say anything. All right. My Betty says Lions. Gerald says Lions. Mima says Lions. 57, what say you?
Lion.
Come on, Cat.
Lion.
Come on, Tang.
Buccaneers.
Hey, I was going to say that, too. Come on, Kale.
Lions.
Still Kane.
I am Bucks. I'm going Bucks. All right, you guys, let's keep it moving. Panthers versus the Dolphins, you guys. Panthers versus the Dolphins. What say you, 57?
Panthers. Oh, whoa, you said Panthers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dolphins, I'm sorry. I'm thinking something.
I was going to say, yeah, you really
donate. You donating.
My Betty says
I heard
Dolphins.
Jaguars.
G says Dolphins. Mima says Dolphins. What Reese say, Kale?
Reese says Dolphins.
Tang.
Dolphins.
Cat.
Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins. Kale?
Dolphins.
Second sweep.
Hey, Trees. Trees,
yes.
Who did G pick in the Ravens and Titans?
Ravens.
Okay.
Next game is Saints versus the Texans. Saints versus the Texans, you guys. Saints versus the Texans. Come on, Tang.
Saints.
Come on, Kale.
Texans.
Come on, Reese.
Saints.
G pick Texans.
Oh,
me,
boy.
My Saint. My Betty Saint. 57.
Texans.
I'm going Texans. No, I'm going Saints. I'm sorry. All right. Cap.
Who's the home team?
Texans.
The Texans.
Texans.
All right. All right. Let's keep it moving. Commanders versus the Falcons. Commanders versus the Falcons. I got Kill for Washington.
I got the Bears.
I have... Is Reese picking Washington?
Yeah.
I'm picking the Falcons. Tang, what say you?
I'm rocking with Nas, ATL, baby.
Let's go.
Mima says Commanders. Everybody online says Commanders. That means me, mom, G, and my Betty. Come on, 57.
Ron Rivera, get out the way and let these guys win. I'm going with the Commanders.
All right.
Dang.
Come on, Cap.
That's right.
Come on, the Bears.
The
you
Bears?
Mean, Commanders or the Falcons?
The Bears.
Oh, my bad.
Cap, don't be funny.
Commanders,
hey, nah, I'll see you today.
A hell of a game if the Bears win that one.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'll see you tomorrow, sir.
Come on, y'all. The Colts versus the Jaguars. This is a division game. Colts versus the Jaguars. This is a division game, you guys. This is a division game. Come on, Cap.
Jaguars, put it together. Minshew, slow.
Come on, Cal.
Colts. I'm going to go with the Colts.
57.
Jags.
My baby says Jags. Mima says Jags. Gerald says Colts. Tank says
Jags.
Reese says
Reese Jags.
I'm going Jags. All right, all right, all right. The next game we have is the Seahawks versus the Bengals, you guys. Excuse me. The Seahawks versus the Bengals. Bengals are at home. Bengals are at home, you guys. Come on, 57.
Bengals.
Come on, Cap.
Seahawks.
Come on, Tang.
Bengals.
My Betty says Bengals. Mima says the Seahawks. G says the Seahawks.
Chase won that for him last week.
Mm-hmm.
I am going. I don't know. Come on, Kale.
Seahawks.
Running game.
I'm going Bengals. All right, all right. The next game is a division game. This game is a division game. Vikings versus the Bears. Vikings versus the Bears, you guys. Come on, 57.
The Bears.
Huh?
The Bears.
No, the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gerald says Vikings. Mima says Vikings. My Betty says Vikings. Reese says.
Vikings.
Tang.
Bear.
Kale.
Vikings.
I'm going Vikings as well. The next game we have.
Jefferson is
oh,
out.
Oh, Cap. Sorry. Come on, Cap.
Vikings. Vikings.
Yeah, I know Justin Jeffers ain't out there this week. He done.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you, man. I told him. They better go with them Bears.
And they think about Bears.
We can talk about it in a second. Let's get
okay.
to the game, y'all.
Okay.
Let's get to the game.
Right.
Then I put a mark beside it. So we can come back to it. 49ers versus the Browns. 49ers versus the Browns, you guys. The Browns are at home. The Browns are at home. I am going 49ers. Reese is going.
49ers.
Online is going 49ers. The whole online.
Sweet.
You make 57. This one quick. Yeah, same thing. I'm going with Sweet.
Okay. So, can you go 49ers?
I don't even know. Yeah, I'm going to go 49ers.
He's still feeling some kind of way.
Yeah, 49ers.
Cam, you going 49ers?
Yes, Gold Rush.
I know that's right. Gold Rush. That's our third sweep, guys. That is our third sweep. All right, keeping it moving.
You know what? You just wanted to hear all of us say 49ers.
You know.
Yeah. We kept saying sweep.
Hey, look, I got to be sure. This is because y'all saying sweet. Somebody else could be saying, you know, something else. So
yeah,
I got to be specific. I need to hear y'all say it. All right. We're going to be on tape.
Say my name.
All right. Patriots versus the Raiders, you guys. Patriots versus the Raiders. I am going Raiders.
This should be a sweep.
I should have went Patriots, but okay. Tang, what say you?
Raiders.
What Reese say, Kale?
Reese is going Raiders.
What are you going?
Raiders.
Nima is going Raiders. G is going Raiders. My Betty is going Raiders. 57.
Patriots.
Cat.
Raiders.
All right. Make sure I got everybody. I got everybody. Everybody is accounted for. Let's keep it moving. This next game is a division game in my division. Cardinals versus the Rams. Cardinals versus the Rams, you guys. Let's keep it moving. Come on, Kale, start us off.
Rams.
I'm going Rams. Reese
is going Rams.
Come on, Tang.
Cardinals.
Damn, say it with your chest.
Okay. G says Rams. Meemaw says Rams. My Betty says Rams. 57.
Arizona.
Cardinals. Come on, Cap. Bring us up.
Rams.
All right. That was a division game, you guys. All right. The next game we have is Eagles versus the Jets. Eagles versus the Jets, you guys. What say you, Reese?
Reese said Jets.
I know she did. Come on, 57.
Who is it?
Aaron Rodgers back?
Eagles and the Jets.
Eagles and the Jets, Eagles.
Benny and the Jets.
Who you going 57?
I said Eagles. I'm sorry, sis.
Oh, okay. My bad.
No, I didn't say loud enough.
My Betty says Eagles. G says Jets. Mima says Eagles. Cat.
Eagles. Philly.
Tang.
Eagles.
I'm going Eagles.
Push.
Kale.
Eagles.
All right. Sunday night football, you guys. This is the only game on Sunday night. We got the Giants and the Bills. We got those Giants and the Bills. Huh?
Only one person picking the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Only one person picking the Giants, so we just hurry up and go through that.
Why are they on TV?
I know, G probably said that.
My Betty says Bill, and he is laughing. He is cracking up. Mima is picking the Bills. 57.
The Bills.
G, what are you picking? Because that's not the Giants. I mean, you got to tell me something. All right. Come on, Reese.
Bills.
Somebody's peepee. Wait a
Come
minute.
Come on, y'all. Yeah,
Come
don't
on,
do
guys.
That one.
That was me. I'm sorry. Bill.
Yeah, everybody be on this bad boy sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Cap. You said Bill, Cap?
Yes, Bills, yes.
And y'all, listen to this. G says the Bills.
Oh, wow.
He's trying to win. He's trying to win.
He's trying to win, honey.
I ain't mad at him.
I'm about to write Bills for everybody.
Yeah, just
right
Bills.
All right, I got Bills for everybody.
I know that's right.
So, Kel, you said Bills?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I got to hear everybody say it. He's laughing. He's cracking up over here. He's cracking up. All right, for the last game of the week, Monday night, we have the Monday Night Football. We have the Cowboys and the Chargers. The Cowboys and the Chargers. Tank already wrote Cowboys for you.
I got to give you my score.
Give me the score. Yep, give me the score.
31-23.
Mom Betty says Cowboys.
There you go, Mama.
And she's saying 28-21.
Oh, Dak hurt?
Let me get it out. Gerald says Chargers. And he says 17-3. Mima says Cowboys.
There you go, Mima.
And she's saying 31-27.
Cooper run?
Come on, 57.
Chargers 27-17.
Oh, this is 007. You said Chargers?
27-17.
Okay, 27-17. Come on, Reese. That was 007 last week.
Reese said Chargers 21-14.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go Chargers 17-10.
Come on, Cap.
I'm going Cowboys 20, Chargers 17.
I am going Cowboys as well.
There you go, Cap.
Yeah, they got to redeem.
And I'm going 24-14. And 007, if you want to send me your picks, go right ahead. You know how we do. Just go ahead and send them to me. You guys, if y'all need the cash app, can I do a speed pick before I go on? Just post them right there, 007. Just post them right there, and I can write them down. I'll write them down. And then I'll let everybody know what you pick. Cash App is $MAMABOSS and the number 5, you guys. The number 5 for your $5 donation, okay? That is what it is because I am going to claim it. It's mine. Kale, you have a floor.
My bad, 007. I seen you late. I seen you came in late, bro. But you want in them. But like Tree said,
you want me to
just
go
ahead.
Real quick for him?
Yeah, come on, real quick.
Come on, Broncos Chief. Broncos Chief, he the only one can be. Come on, Broncos Chief.
Oh, Chief.
Ravens Titans.
Late, always messing up stuff.
Ravens Titans.
Ravens.
Lions, Buccaneers.
Lions.
Panthers, Dolphins.
Not the Panthers, the other team.
They may win three.
Saints, Texans.
Texans.
Commanders and the Falcons.
Falcons.
Coach Jaguar. Come on, y'all. Let me get to it. Coach Jaguar.
Jaguars. I'm in it to win it.
Seahawks, Bengals.
Bengals.
Vikings, Bears.
Vikings.
49ers and the Browns.
49ers.
Patriots and the Raiders.
Raiders.
Cardinals and the Rams.
Who in the Rams?
Cardinals and the Rams.
Yeah,
use your phones, please. Use your phones.
Rams.
Eagles, Jets.
Rams. Eagles,
Jets. You said Eagles?
Yeah, Eagles, yes.
Giants, Bills.
Oh, Bills.
Cowboys, Chargers.
Chargers. 27-26.
All right, that is it, you guys. They're all in. They're all in. And we were talking about the Vikings and the Bears. Who want to comment on the Vikings and the Bears?
I was telling y'all that that Jefferson is out. To remind y'all that Jefferson is out now, what's the name got, controversy with trading. They don't know, what the makeup of their team. And also Kelsey is out for Chiefs too.
They're gonna need a lot more people to be out to lose to the Broncos.
Right, the way the Broncos are playing.
Yeah, that's true.
They're gonna need a whole lot more.
But the Broncos not a bad team though.
Man,
they
got
a bad
team,
bro.
They bad enough. They bad. It's so much.
They're not a good one either. That's funny.
It's too much confusion, too much controversy,
and
you got Russell Wilson, a veteran quarterback who can't decide which way he wants to play. So it's too much going on with the Broncos right now that's not on the field related. It's a lot of off the field stuff in their head. So
in Kansas City,
Sean
defense
Payton
is tough too.
In
Kansas City, playing good
TV.
Tough defense too. Who they didn't sign at first, they finally did sign him. He's which they needed. He's wrecking shop now. So
yeah.
I
mean, we
then
can
another
go
boy.
Tonight,
who's number 50?
We might have 30-mile-per-hour winds tonight. So the rain is supposed to pass over. It ain't supposed to rain, but it's supposed to be real windy. So we may see a whole bunch of running. We'll see.
Yeah.
Also, who is that linebacker number 54 for them? For Kansas City. That Kansas City was that San Francisco guy 54 that was wrecking shop past game.
Oh, that's
that was
Fred Warner.
That was Warner. Yeah, that was Warner. Yeah.
54.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
The problem in the Broncos is not Russell Wilson. I mean, pretty good here lately. The problem is Sean Payton and his staff.
There you go.
He brought all these people in and everything.
Right.
And now they're not playing good. So he has to carry the weight for this. You know, it's not just Russell Wilson in there. The play calling is terrible when you watch the game. I mean,
they talk about some other place, the coaches.
That man doing a whole lot better than him right now.
Yeah.
And he was so worried about calling. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was finished, Ted.
Yeah, he was worried about calling them out, like you say, calling them out, talking about kissing babies and this and that, and, you know, not worrying about the whole team. You want to, you know, call pot shots at this man, you know, bring him down and stuff and talk about the coach, the ex-coach and this and that, and y'all got beat by that ex-coach.
Yeah.
Worry about the wrong thing instead of worry about getting your team together and everything. Like you say, it's pie on your face. Karma is a and it come back to get you.
Yep.
And if the Jets hang in there and don't panic, the Jets going to have a good team next year because this guy's been learning how to play quarterback. He took all the abuse to learn how to say it was my fault, and now he's beginning to learn how to play the quarterback position. He's going to have don't panic and jump the gun.
He's definitely getting better every week.
Because you know what? It's funny you would bring that up because I was contemplating whether or not Aaron Rodgers was seriously, can they really seriously depend on him being able to come back next season? You know, that injury has ended more careers than I don't know what else. So I'm asking myself, will Aaron Rodgers really be back this year and next year? And we talked about karma. We talked about karma. I look at all Aaron Rodgers put Green Bay through, all the back and forth this offseason, going in the underground tunnel, cave, or whatever to contemplate. Eating his mushrooms, you know what I mean? And I just think that karma came back and bit him harder than he expected. Because let's not forget, this was a non-contact injury that he suffered, and I think it's going. I believe seriously, it's going to take him out. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will be back next year. That's just my
opinion. I don't think he's the type of player that's going to put in the effort to go in there and work through at this age. You know, he ain't gonna go in there and I'm gonna put all of this in and everything to get right to come back next year. And another thing real quick. That place that they go to, that he went to, a lot of NFL players go there where they can get away, they go up in the mountains and they do this mushroom type of thing. He ain't the only one doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't the only one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're right. He's not the only one doing it, but he's the only one that a franchise put all their eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket. And I don't think he'll be able to live up to it. I don't think he's going to come back next year. I seriously don't. If he does, I'll be surprised. I'll be very surprised if he comes back next year.
Well,
you know?
Didn't he say he was going to try to come back before then?
He's gonna come back next year because he don't want to have to end his career like this. So he's definitely coming back.
That's what I agree
may not
with.
Have
might
a
be
choice.
Right.
He may not have a choice.
He got a
though.
Choice.
He got a choice. If he want to retire or not.
He's gonna be back.
And older bones take longer to heal. Trust me. I wake up in the morning sounding like a joke? The slinky, bones cracking and everything. Go ahead,
for sure.
Full of muscle
we
turning over in the bed.
But definitely for sure. But we know he getting the top notch training. But like you say, I heard mention that he was trying to come back, talking about it going to be a miracle. Watch and see. He might be trying to come back for the end of the season. But I don't think so. But I think he's going to try to give it another year. Next year, I think he's going to try to come back. I don't think he's going to end it like this and go out like that. So I think he's going to rehab real good, get strong, and hopefully he'd be careful before he get out there because he shouldn't have kind of got out there without no preseason. Because remember, he was hurt in the preseason and he was having problems with his calf. in preseason.
Yeah.
And stuff. And then, like you say, you know, we were saying that how none of the teams really play preseason or even practice hard anymore. Then you get out there, you're going 40 miles, then you try to rev it up to 100 miles, and it's not going to work. And so, like you say, it was a non-contact injury and stuff, and you damaged that much. So, but, you know, he will come back. He got top-notch trainers, top-notch surgeons, so rehabilitation facilities and stuff. He'll be back next year.
Yeah.
What'd you say, 57? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Huh?
I thought you were saying something. That was Kale.
Go ahead, Kale. I'm sorry.
I mean, I agree with all that. Yes, he has top-notch everything, from facilities to physicians. Yes, he has top-notch everything. But old bones take longer to heal. And we're talking about a guy who was contemplating whether he was going to play this year. He contemplated. And you add an injury like this on top of that, I think his meter is pushing more towards, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, to what they say on that commercial. Nah, bro, let's just say right here. When they said they wanted to unretire, and your boy Emmitt Smith on the bench sleep. Yeah. And Randy Moss hurt his hand catching the pass, and Marino needed his reading glasses to see the play. I mean, it's just when you get older, that's what happened. That's just what I see. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
but
Tucker said, he
ain't no CEO. You're right
Tucker
about that.
Said earlier, Kale, that was a non-contact injury on your Achilles. So what I'm trying to say is that Achilles was going to go on him eventually. It was ready to pop.
Yep.
It was ready to pop because the only way an Achilles non-contact pops like that, it was already weak and it was ready to go. Or you get hit terribly. So that's why I don't think he's going to be able to come back. I don't think he's going to be able to get over this. Prove me wrong and I'll go, I was wrong. But I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, you got the ego the size of China, so he gonna fight.
Can't fight. His ego bigger than his body.
I think he's a prima donna.
Yes.
Definitely.
And, you know, I don't think he really gets.
I think it's.
I said when I first joined it. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Cap. You was talking.
No, what I was saying is I exchanged words with a couple callers when I first joined the show about Aaron Rodgers, saying how he was. And y'all were saying, I don't know because I didn't know him and the media portray him that way. No, that's who he is, bro. When the family members say you that way, that's how you are. And he showed the world with Green Bay shenanigans, with the shenanigans with Green Bay. That was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And my mom always told me, when somebody show you who they are, you better believe them.
Better
believe it.
You better.
Because when you meet a person, you ain't really meeting that person. You're meeting that representative.
Mm-hmm.
That real person,
right.
That's all that stuff is at the bottom of the toaster. That's where the real person lives.
That's
the bottom.
I love it. The bottom of the toaster.
I love that. That was amazing.
I love it.
You stupid boy. He said the bottom of the toaster.
When we first met 57, he told us exactly who he was up front. He may tell a few white lies here and there. He a SAT, a sugar honey iced tea starter. He said it up front to us. And then Tang was like, well, we're going to be friends forever, as long as I know that. We're going to be friends forever. And we've been friends forever.
He ain't tell me he was coming on Zoom with no damn shirt on.
Hey, look, you didn't tell me you was going to have a bag in your living room with a cigar in his mouth either.
Y'all terrible. Y'all terrible.
Hey, but look.
My baby said, don't try to change nobody. That's who they are.
Come on.
That's right. Treese Tang and 007. How in the ham sandwich are y'all going to pick the Falcons over this Washington football team? You know, I kind of can understand with Tang because he after that banana pudding. So he he gonna roll with him. He gonna roll with the banana pudding dribbles. I ain't mad about that.
I just think I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Hey, look, you got me on that one, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I just think that run game, y'all not gonna be able to stop it. And I think they might. Okay. I think they might implement. What's my man name? Our old quarterback.
Heineken.
Heineken. Yeah, they're gonna implement Heineken in this game. Yeah, he know what to do. He know what to do.
Well, I like Heineke, and we all know that. Mm-hmm. But Heineke has lost games as a Washington football quarterback.
A bunch of them.
So I'm not worried about
him. He ain't terrible like Ritter, no matter what, man. Get Heineke in there. It's time.
That's a fact.
Atlanta has spoken. Atlanta
definitely
has
an upgrade. Washington is trash. Washington is trash. Bottom of the barrel.
Hey, get a team, bro. Get a team that's not tattooed on you and did come out and say that. I'll accept that if you're not wearing our logo on your body. You know what I'm talking about? Change it.
But nah, it seems like the Falcons, and I'm going to see if you agree with me, it seems like they're in a disarray down there right now. That's why I picked the Commanders. You know, not because I thought that a greater team than Atlanta is, but they don't seem like they know from week to week what kind of team they want to be. They want to pass the ball, run the ball.
And I think
Smith just want to run the ball. They don't want to use Pitts in London. I don't know why the hell you draft people in the top 10 and then don't throw them the ball. But, Ritter's just not good, man. He played good last week, and that's what messed everything up. Because now I'm scared he won't get pitched.
And I think, seriously, this will be the game where Bijan Robinson is going to look like a rookie. I'm not saying he's not going to have big runs. But what I am saying is he'll look more like a rookie this week against Washington than he has against other teams. Don't forget that front line is all first-round draft picks. They haven't been playing like it, but I really feel that. Don't do that, Tank. At least my front line took theirs and didn't turn to Twitter. That's all I would say about that. Because your man.
But Kelly, if you remember, I called you on the phone after y'all lost that game, and I said, even though y'all lost, I think you found your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Howell, it looked like he's coming along. And, you know, and I think with your defense, I did. I mean, that's me. I gave it to him. You know, that's why I just think the Washington football team is a better team than they've been in the last 3 years. We just got to be patient.
Sam Howell on pace to get sacked 60 times, man.
Yeah, I know.
Give me a break, Kane.
I know.
You got to pay attention.
No.
The man said 99, but I ain't going to go hard like that.
He's already been sacked 29 times.
Come on, 57, you got to pay attention.
Yeah,
I'm paying attention, bro, but I don't think they're going to get him sacked. Let me tell you something. That offensive line just got to get together. Ron Rivera needs to get out the way.
Listen, but he's not, though. We should do what he should do, but he's not going to do it. He's not going to get out the way. So that man is online to get sacked 99 times. That's what they're saying.
Did anybody see the Ron Rivera interview at halftime? Another indictment.
Yes.
Another indictment on Ron Rivera that says he needs to go. What did you say to him at halftime? I didn't say anything. I let them talk to themselves. You're a coach, bruh. You are the coach. How in the world is it you said nothing to your team that put up 3 points and allowed the other team to put up 27 points, an 0-4 team in the first half. How do you not say anything to them? And
right.
You're at home. You're at home. Now, I hear especially the junkies. I've been turning them bammers off all week because I hear them talking about Josh Harris and the fact that he was in the owner's booth partying. He's a billionaire owner. And I don't care how much money he has. Nothing was going to stop that hind part whooping that team took. It was up to that head coach to get in there and fire some dudes up. He
yep.
did not do it. He said
nope.
that he allowed them to talk amongst themselves. Come
wow.
on, bro.
And
that ain't
you know
the
what
time
I think,
that.
Bro? You know
yes.
what I think? I
yes.
think Ron Rivera know he up out of here, and he don't even care how the season go.
Yeah,
so
he yeah.
really definitely ought to get rid of him now. Like 57 said, just get him on about the way so them boys can play football and put Eric Bieniemy as the head coach right now. Might as well.
Yeah. All right. Hey, y'all, we got
this man in his office measuring his desk and got mad as hell. He said, this man coming from my job. And y'all just got unlucky, man. The Bears finally flipped the playbook to something Fields can
yep.
actually do the last couple of weeks.
Exactly.
Now people
exactly.
see Fields is not terrible. He's a good quarterback.
But
exactly.
can I just say one thing, though? Like, why we – okay, so listen. I understand what everything everybody's saying is true, right? Ron is not a good head coach. But Eric Bieniemy is not showing that he's a great offensive coach either because the plays that he's
sure.
throwing out there – is not good. Like, they're
right.
just not good at all. I mean,
no,
so that's
Sam Howell's progression. He got to get that ball out. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Go ahead, Lady T. Go ahead.
One thing I'm just saying is, like, the plays that he's running for, Sam Howell is not working. Or he's not telling Sam Howell, like, said, get the ball out your hand. Like, he don't have no emotions on the sideline. Like, he's not giving up. Nothing.
Who
doesn't? He's drawing a blank too, just like the head coach.
Who doesn't?
So I'm
who
saying.
Who doesn't?
Y'all, wait.
You saying Eric Bieniemy?
That's not true.
That's
yeah.
not true
that's
at
not
all.
True, bro.
Listen, y'all
that's
can
true.
Say what y'all
like,
want to say. I thought I finished saying what I'm saying, but y'all can say what y'all want to say. But this is my opinion on what I'm watching when I see the game. I'm watching him get the keys to the car. Y'all pressed him out to have the keys to the car. He got the keys to the car. Now he driving the car and he ain't even y'all won't even y'all want Ron Rivera out the car. Now he's out the car. He's standing over to the sideline, being quiet like y'all want him to, and y'all want Eric Bieniemy to run the show. He running the show, but then when everything blow up in his face, y'all blame it Ron Rivera.
Trees.
Hold on, Trees.
You did not hear me on this show last season and the season before saying Ron Rivera is too stoic on the sideline.
That's not who I was talking about.
But you said y'all. You said y'all.
Well, it's y'all,
never,
on, the,
and,
y'all on the show. I can't name everybody
you,
on the show that I'm talking to.
Okay.
Like, I can't
and,
name,
and,
you want me to say this first step? I just said y'all.
And,
if it ain't for you, don't pick it up.
And Eric Bieniemy, the guy that you say is stoic as well, he was jumping all in them linemen's time parts every time
That's
they
the
came
problem.
Off the field.
That's
he
the
jumped.
He jumped saying how face.
But can I ask a question before?
He was sitting down with him. He was sitting on
okay.
the sideline with the quarterback. He was.
Okay.
Hey,
but I'm saying,
hey, big bro.
He still didn't show the emotion is what I'm saying. Like, get the ball out. Do this. Da, da, da. He sat there with him with an iPad. What? Come on.
And guess
well,
what?
Let me ask you
that's
a question.
That's more than we've seen Ron Rivera do his whole tenure as a head coach.
See what
that,
it is,
that,
Eric Bieniemy.
Before we go.
If that's what y'all like,
is
then
it,
okay,
is it,
like
is it Eric Bieniemy? Is it Eric Bieniemy because he was let go from a team that he was on a good team and they just let him go. You don't let the offensive coordinator just go. Or is it Eric Bieniemy ain't got what he needs to do the job that he needs to do?
Bingo.
Right now,
bingo.
I'm not seeing the guy y'all talking about supposed to be an offensive genius.
Bingo.
What can I say this?
Go ahead. Come on, Ted.
You talk about, like, coaching styles. He might not be the one rah-rah. Like he said, if he's getting on them in the manner of talking to them, telling them the discipline, what they need to do, and maybe not in a shout manner, some don't shout. Now, if he's sitting on that pad talking to him, going over what we saw on his iPad, that's coaching. You know, you getting involved. But some coaches don't go rah-rah like y'all was talking about as far as Doc. Doc need to tell his coaches, he need to tell these players this. Some players, I mean, you can tell them, but some players, they got it. You got to, man, you out there playing. You got to dig it within yourself to pull it within your soul.
We're not talking about the rah-rah. We're talking about the play calling on the field.
But I'm saying, but
he's going to call the play if he got an offensive line. He needs time.
But I'm saying, she was saying he was stoic, that he don't say nothing to the players. That's all I was just talking about as far as that aspect. You know,
what I'm saying is, it's been 5 games. If you're doing the same thing 5 games in a row and you're getting the same exact result, that means you need to change something up, or even everybody ain't bought in to what you're saying. I don't care how you're saying it. That means everybody ain't even bought in, or what you're saying is going in one end and out the other one, and they ain't even paying you no attention.
It's just going to take time. Sam Howell's young. This is basically his rookie year, you might as well say. So he's learning to be a quarterback in the NFL. So, he's taking a lot of sacks, and a lot of them is he's holding the ball too long. Sometimes he's sliding in the pocket into sacks because he ain't really got good pocket awareness yet. But that's going to come with, you know, with time and starts. So the enemy system works. We know that. Offensively, he's a gifted guy.
But if you want to win, running the ball,
y'all too many people talking at the same
eight,
time. I can't
you got
hear.
Robinson back there. Run the ball, man. Run the ball if you want to win.
Everybody else got TV, too. They know you want to run the ball. That's why them boxes be stacked
But the thing is, Robinson is a player that gets yards after contact. When that man goes through there, he's averaging 5 yards a carry, bro. What are you talking about? Yeah. Run the ball.
Let's do this because average yards per carry is something that can be misleading. So you come out for a drive. You run on 1st and 10. Let's say you don't get that 5. Let's say you get 3.5. Now what you got to do the other 2 downs? You got to pass. And now you're punting. And now it's 3 and out. Before you know it, you're in a situation where you're behind.
He's passing the ball 50 times a game, bro.
Y'all just told me this offensive line ain't that good. Now y'all telling me they're going to run on stack boxes. I'm struggling, man.
Run them. They have to run.
Nas, for that point, they are a better run team than a pass team.
Yes.
They are a better run team.
And the defense got TV, too. That's all I'm saying, y'all. These other
I love y'all.
I feel, too.
We need another hour. I love y'all. Come on, Marcus. Come on, Marcus, with the last word.
Never mind. Go ahead, choose somebody else.
Come on, 57.
Hey.
You won.
Hey, it's been a great show. I love everybody. Thank you for our prayer warriors and everything. I want everybody to know that the prayer really works. Let's not forget, even though we're not there, let's not forget the people who are suffering, not just here, but everywhere in the world. Let's pray for everyone. Love y'all. Have a good weekend.
Oh, that was a good one. Thank you very much. All right, and with that being said, you guys, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Hey, Pete, my Betty always says peace, love, and soul. My hubby always say be safe and pay attention out there. Kel, you have the very last. Oh, keep your prayer warriors up. Keep them up, you guys. Keep your guards up. Keep your eyeballs open. Kel, you have the very last word.
No text or phone call is more important than your existence. Fact. No text or phone call is more important than your existence. We love talking to you all. We want to keep talking to and with you all. With that being said,
yeah,
we love you guys. Have a great weekend. Good luck to everyone on their pitch. We all can't win. Good, 57, congratulations on your win. And we'll see you guys Tuesday. If Blog Talk ain't acting up, and if the Lord willing, we'll see you guys. Have a great, great weekend. And we're going to go out with something different, y'all.
Okay.
Lay down the good beat and play that funk and you take away.